So, in thinking about the Yesodos as opposed to the mitzvos, so we noted like in the mitzvos there's Metzias Hashem and Achas Hashem, right? There's not a mitzvah of Shluchos HaGashmis and Kadmos, but in the Yesodos, those are separate Yesodos. And again, I'd like to just see if we could focus a little bit on the difference in the way the Yesodos are formulated, and with the objective of trying to understand, I might say, what's the ikar of the Yesodos, right? I mean, what is its purpose as opposed to the mitzvos? So we propose an idea that the Yesodos are sort of trying to guide you towards the proper understanding of the proper approach to gaining in Torah, and kind of like prevent you from making mistakes. And I think if you look at it in that way, I think you'll see the difference in the focus. So, for instance, let's take a close, careful analysis of the first yesod as compared to the mitzvah. Okay, so in the mitzvah, the mitzvah is even the mitzvah in the minyan hamitzvos. It's the mitzvah is the first mitzvah. Yeah. He shall he at sivo yeshu sivanu lahamin halohos v'hushen na'amin sheyesh sham ilo v'sibo hupoel v'chol hanimtzos v'amoyisal yisparach hanochesh hamokach. Okay, so it's to know that, to believe, to understand, to know that there is the cause and the reason, the poel of all everything that exists. And in the mitzvah too, it's Yesodos or Chochmos, Leida Sheisha Motzei Rishon, right? Rishon is the essence. V'umamtzi kol hanimtza is the borei. All of those things. So the essence, though, if you would look at it, is you would say is Siba, Ila, right? Mamsi kol nimsa. What's interesting is if you look in the Yesod, so he does like we were mentioning last week, he does seem to like give like a topic sentence and then an expansion on it. And he says, HaYesod HaRishon Mitzias HaBorei Yishtabach. Okay. The existence of God, Yishtabach, of the Creator, I'm sorry, Yishtabach. V'hu sheyesh sham motzoi b'shleimus ofanei hamitzius. So you see, there's a slightly different focus. There's a slightly different focus. What's the focus of the Yesod? The perfection of the existence of Hashem. It's not. He doesn't start out even with Mamtzi kol nimtza, right? In the mitzvah, it's right away sheyesh sham motzei rishon, or in the minyan mitzvah, sefer mitzvahs, sham ila sheyesh sham ila v'siba hu poel l'chol hanimtzos. The focus on Hashem as the Mamtzi kol nimtza and the cause. In the Yesod, he puts the focus on the shleimus of that he is matzoi b'shleimus ofanei hamitzius, that he exists in the perfection of the ways of existence. And now v'hu ila kohanim, that seems to be like an elaboration on that. That seems to be like some kind of an extension or a consequence or a derech of understanding the perfection of his existence. Meaning to say, because what's part of the perfection of his existence? That all existence stems from him. In other words, there is nothing, there is no other idea of existence. He has the most perfect form of existence. So there can't be any other idea of existence without him. Therefore, that's the flow of those other ideas, that Bokia Mitsuyusan, everything's existence is dependent on his. Why? Because his represents the ultimate idea of the ultimate reality of existence. And it seems like he's referencing cause as an idea of all other existences are only imperfect existences. His existence is the only true perfect existence. Right? It's a focus. It's an interesting focus. It's right there. But you just, you know, you gotta see it. I'm not sure how to explain that. But that so what why is that the yesod? Why is that the importance of the yesod? And then he goes again. It's true, he does bring up all these other ideas, but it seems that these are all ways of describing or explaining the perfection of his existence. So yeah, so what's the difference? What's the importance of that idea? Why is that a yesod? Why is that the focus of the yesod? The shlemus. Shehu sheyesham motzli b'shlemus ofanei. So what is that really trying to express or remove? What ideas is that preventing? What kind of an error is that preventing? Right? In other words, there can't be any, there are no deficiencies in God. Right? In other words, you can't, if you turn to any type of a, the most important yesod in learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important yesod in the, like as a preliminary idea that guides all knowledge of Hashem is the recognition that there is no ra in Hashem. In other words, there is no imperfection, there is no defect. And that's like the Ram says in the Mora. We never describe Hashem in any way. There's no sichlus, there's no foolishness, there's no anything that would be considered a deficiency, we can never attribute to Hashem. And any type of idea, any type of notion that creeps up in your mind that you see is going to imply some kind of lack or imperfection is impossible. Okay. And so you can't say there's a flaw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most that I think that's what he's trying to focus on over here in the Yesod. And it's interesting is that if the focus of the Yesod was that he's the Motzei Rishon, it would seem that should already express the idea of Kadmus. Because if his existence is the only, if everything's existence is dependent on his, then nothing could be, certainly nothing could precede him, and nothing could exist without him. So it would seem that that would be sufficient for Kadmus too, right? Okay, we'll have to see when we get to the Kadmus. But for instance, in the Yesod HaTorah, you don't have a separate expression of Kadmus. It's contained, it seems, in this emphasis on the Motzei Rishon. But that's when the emphasis on the that's the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. The mitzvah of Yedias Hashem is going to contain all of those elements. But in terms of the idea of Yediyah, the first idea, the first yesod of Yediyah Hashem, is to remove from him any idea of imperfection. And it's an important question. It's an important point because a lot of times people will say, and we've heard this question before. That's not a bad question. I mean, like a clearer kind of a question, but it's a question that deserves an answer to. And that is, well, why do we say that God is so perfect? You know what I mean? Well, why is that always the, why isn't it possible that he has a, no, because the point is, that existence is perfection. Existence is every type of an imperfection comes back to a lack of existence. Okay, we can argue about this point, but that's the Rambam's philosophy. That's the way the Rishonim understand it, and that's why the Rambam says there's no such thing as ra coming from. The ra is not a thing. Ra is a deficiency, right? And to say that God, when we say that God has all perfections, it really comes back to the idea that his existence is absolute and complete and not lacking in any way. And therefore, everything that we see in a partial way in this world as a good is complete in God's existence. Because when we have a good quality that's deficient, it means that it's not existing perfectly within us. It has some partial existence, but there's a lack to it. But you'll say is that how Mitzias HaBorei Yishtabach Hu Sheyesh Shom Motzei B'Shleimus Ofanei HaMitzias, in every way of existence, that means it removes any idea of imperfection. We can never come up with an idea. We can never philosophize about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a concept of maybe he didn't know this, maybe he was fooled, maybe he made a mistake. That's impossible. But any type of idea like that, you read a Medrash, whatever it is, that cannot be, because we have a Yesod. The first Yesod is his perfection in all Ofanei Metzius, in Chachma, in everything. You understand? Okay, so I think that's the focus of the Yesod. It's existence, and the rest of it is true. But I think it's showing you that everything that we know to exist is dependent on his existence, because his existence is the only one that is complete and absolute, and everything else really exists in a deficient manner. Okay, let's go a little weiter. So let's take the second Yesod.
Pesach, just
Yeah, and also prevent like an idea of God, like saying God, comes to be or something, or changes in his existence. Right? Not possible if you exist in the most perfect way. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, that really does contain the proper thought itself. This is more a way of this is more an idea that is the proper way to think about Hashem, and the proper way to investigate, the proper way to formulate ideas. And it's nothing can be formulated that violates a Yesod like this. But it's not containing the idea of the it's not containing the full idea of Metzius, because like we said, I mean, the full idea of Metzius contains more than just this, and that would seem it contains Kadmus, at least in a certain way. And you could always say the true idea of Achdus contains Shluyas HaGashmius, but each one is not the idea in its own right. It's the idea in a system of Yesod. System of Yesod means that what is the fundamental principle of the proper way to read through the Torah and develop an idea, ideas of Hashem? Well, you have to recognize that things are written in a derech, like we were talking about last week, in a derech of Bnei Adam, and you have to know what are acceptable and unacceptable. It's unacceptable to say that any pasuk or anything is teaching an idea that goes against some kind of brings up some kind of deficiency in God's existence. Okay, let's continue this thought. So the second yesod. Achduso yis'ala. I'm not going to darshan between yishtabach and yis'ala. You can work on that. But he says, so again, that's your topic sentence, so to speak, right? Achduso. And he says, Vehu, meaning this yisod, I guess, Sheze ilo hakol echad. So what is this? What's achduso? What's the yisod of achduso? That this cause of everything is one. Now, it's interesting. He doesn't mean that there aren't who, right? Doesn't seem like that's what he means, right? He means something different than that. He means that his existence, he is one. Not that there's not another, right? That's, I don't think he would need to say it apparently. That he is one, but not ke'achdus hamin, not ke'achdus hasug, not like something that's morkav, that can be broken up, not like one body, one simple body that is one in number, but can receive division, right? Elohu yis'ala echad, achdus she'ein, achdus kamoha b'shum panim. So what is the yisod of the yisod hasheni? It's you can't really just say achduso. It is achduso, but you can't say echad. Echad is not enough. It's an echad she'ein kamohu. Right? That's what the emphasis is on. Rambam repeats it over and over. Right? He never ends off with this with the just saying one. That's of course the topic sentence, achduso, the idea of his achdus, but he always modifies it, right? And it is echad lo ke'achdus amin. It's one. Take that idea of some idea of one, but now sort of like negate everything, every oneness that you know. Right? That's the echad. That's the echad. That's the echad. Yeah. Why can't he say like Metzius? He's the truest one. He's the only one that's really one. I mean, why can't he say Metzius also? His Metzius is the Metzius not like any other Metzius that you know. And it's just that, well, it would seem like you could do either one, no? Well, why can't you say like Metziuso Yisrael? And the idea is you exist, right? Well, he exists in a different way than you exist. He exists not in a way like you, not in a way like this, not in a way, right? Everything by Achdus is, it's like holds up the some kind of a, you know, a word, and then removes all of the common notions of it. So it's just interesting. I'm not sure if it's a good question or not, but I'm just thinking about it. Why is it that Achdus is, you could say that both, it would seem both of them are true. It would seem it's also true to say, yeah, his existence is not like any other existence you know. Because every other existence you know is deficient. You know anything that exists in an absolute way. So his existence is like no other existence. Right? For some reason, by existence, Ram's okay letting you have some sense of thinking you know what his existence is like. But by Achdus, why can't he say his Achdus is the only real Achdus? Why does it have to be a, why is the Metzius okay to like make it the truest one? And but Achdus, he has to like negate. Again, the point I'm trying to make is like you were making it last week, right? His Metzius is not like any Metzius we know either, right? So why is the Achdus have to be so framed in the negative, and Metzius doesn't? Well, and his Metzius is also not like any other Metzius. And it would seem if we can have some idea of, say, well, his Metzius is the only true Metzius, like Ram says in Yisod HaTorah. His Metzius is Ein Amitas Metzius, lo nimtzu ela me'amitas himatzo, and his existence is MS, and he says Hashem Elokim MS. So why can't he say his Achdus is the only true Achdus? It's the Achdus of all Achdusim, you know, and every Achdus is only a reflection of his Achdus. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Well, I'm just curious, why does this one demand so much negation?
Need to insist on his particular philosophy of the Torah entirely here. He just needs to bring you into the arena of proper Torah thought in general.
Okay.
Doesn't
Okay.
need to insist on negative theology when it comes to Matthias, but for unity, everyone agrees that there's no related unit.
I mean, Astus is not, it's not simple. It's not a simple idea.
It's also involved in negative.
What could Rama formulated like this? The Shlemus. But I think you're saying, I mean, you're saying it's too esoteric. Like, what does that mean?
I think also that's not true.
You know, now, I think what's emerging over here is, let's put it this way, that when we would say, if we were to say by existence, that it's not like any other existence, right? So that would beg the question, like, in what way is it not like any other existence? In what way? So it means to say, in terms of its permanence, its dependence, its truth, right? Or it doesn't have any of the deficiencies of other existences, right? So when we're talking about existence, and we're going to compare, we want to get the proper idea of Hashem's existence. So ultimately, the idea that we're trying to the idea that we have an idea of existence in our mind, and the only thing is, all of our existences have, in truth, are deficient, right? So we want to say that his existence is, to say his existence is not like any other existence would sort of be making a point without stating the importance of it, without stating the subject matter. Subject matter is that how is it different? It's different in the sense that it has no defect. So that means to say, it's a more perfect idea of existence than anything else that we have. So that is the proper way to express the difference, right? But in the Achdus, there's no positive proper way to express the Achdus. Because the Achdus, like you're saying, is you can't really, the Achdus is not a thing. The Achdus is not a thing. For instance, the Rambam says, Jezeh ilah hakol echad. Achdus, Metzius is a thing. Metzius is the very nature of his existence. And we can say the nature of his existence is free from any defect. To say it's not like ours would be minimizing what it means. So the better way to say it is, the quality, the perfection that it has. It doesn't have any deficiency. But when you get to Achdus, that's not a separate thing. That's not a quality in its own right. The whole idea of the office is that this existence that we've just referenced, the perfect existence, exists in a certain way that has absolutely no multiplicity. Right? Like you're saying, it has absolutely no multiplicity. To put the focus, and that means to say like this, and again, this is what I'm trying to say to you. So, what's the importance of this yisod? The importance of this yisod is that as your mind moves from the fact that there is a God who exists to contemplating about him, the only way to properly contemplate God is to stop yourself from positing things about him. Okay? The importance of the second yesod is to pull back and to recognize you can't do certain things. You can't have any thoughts that admit of multiplicity. The only thing you can do when you is to recognize this is now a subject that requires I not compare him to other things. You know what I'm saying? It requires I not put him in a category that is even the category of one, even an idea of echad itself is really just a way of expressing that there is no attribute to God. There are no attributes of God. And therefore, the whole focus, certainly as a yesod, is to guide yourself away from any kind of an idea that will attribute to Hashem a quality or anything like that. So the importance of this yisod is to recognize we cannot his achdus is in the sense that it's completely free of any attribution. Okay. Of course, the first achdus is not what he's talking about. The achdus of a min, the achdus of a sug, because those are dependent. And truth of the matter is, from the first yisod, you should know that, right? The achdus of a min is dependent on the existence of the particulars, but God's existence is perfect, so we can't be dependent on anything. So that's that. He's just trying to lead you. He's trying to lead you down the more sophisticated idea of one, right? But that's not that. That's that. That of course, he says, "V'lo echad ki gufa poshut." To echad b'mispa of a makabel hachalukah v'hapitzol ad b'liso, but the point is, I think that this yisod, in terms of the framework of yisod, is not an idea of achdus in its own right. See, in the and this is the question I raised last week in the sefer in the minyan in the sefer I'm sorry in yisod haTorah. He takes from the idea of achdus and he pulls out of that other ideas. And he says, if you really want to know achdus, what achdus really means, you have to recognize that God has no guf, and because to be two would mean this, and would mean physicality, it would mean limitation, all those other things. That's the mitzvah of achdus. That's like the idea of achdus in its own right. But in terms of the yesod of achdus, it's to recognize that the idea of any kind of idea that attributes to God attribution or chelek is wrong. So if you come to some kind of an idea, let's say, nishmas he says, and God blew into his into Adam's nose. Wasn't a chelek al-kaimel? Don't think there was some part of God that broke off and went into Adam. That's not an acceptable concept. You have to understand that it's not, that that's not a possibility. So it's it's not emphasizing that there's only one, right? Absolutely, but that his oneness is like no other, and that means to say it's not contemplatable. It's not something that you can contemplate. Okay. Yeah. That's why, if you would say his achdus is the true achdus, that would start your thinking. Well, let me think about it. Let me think about what I could say about him in terms of oneness. That's the whole wrong. That's exactly what he's trying to push you from. Okay.
So how are you answering the question you started with?
So I'm saying that I'm answering both questions. I'm saying it would not be appropriate to say about Metzius, his Metzius is not like any other Metzius. Because that would leave the question of in what way is it different? And that's the important point, to recognize that it's different in terms of its perfection. So he has to tell you the idea that his Metzius is perfect, because that's the whole idea, to recognize that there's no lack, that there's no deficiency. So you have to emphasize the perfection. That's the idea, that's the takeaway tool, so to speak, in terms of your perceiving, in terms of your thinking about Hashem from the first Yisod. Is to recognize that there is no deficiency, and therefore he has to emphasize the perfection and the shlemus of his existence. Okay, but in the second yisod, he can't say it's an achdus like no other. He can't say it's the truest achdus, because the emphasis of the second yisod is that it really is an idea that you can't truly comprehend. It's an idea that you can't approach God. And attribute to him things that are that ideas of multiplicity and attribution. And the whole emphasis is to recognize that although we understand that he exists in the perfect way of existence, we have to recognize he doesn't exist in a familiar way of existence. A familiar thing that exists could be called one in a familiar way. No. Although we said God's existence is perfect, I'm just trying to say it also builds a little bit on the last one, right? Because he it's a continuation. The second yesod is Jazeh Ilas HaKol, the one that we just referenced, Echad, but not like anything else. So we've posited, we've already defined, we already explained his existence as he had the perfect Bishlemus HaFoni Mitzius. It says, but now you have to recognize, but that also means you have to also recognize about it that it's not like any kind of an existence that we really know about. So I'm trying to say, I'm really saying that the Achdus is kind of like now negating any positive idea of that. So the most simple idea of an existence, that the most simple universal idea is one. The fact that we can't apply a concept of one that we have about that existence that we just explained is shows you the nature of that existence. It's not something that we can attribute any qualities to, and it doesn't exist in a in any kind of the truth of the matter is I think that the idea of lameless, the negation of multiplicity is also a continuation of the idea of his shlemus. Because in a certain sense, any kind of existence that is subject to division means that its existence is somewhat dependent. You understand? Dependent on not being divided. Dependent on its configuration. So I think the Ram is kind of like also slowly leading you on a through the basic way of the safe basic way of building up your idea of God. Start off with the idea of the Shlemus HaMetzius, the Chol HaFoni HaMetzius, and now when you turn your attention to it, you kind of have to, like Moshe, you have to be a little bit afraid to look. Okay, it's echad, but not like any achdus we know. You have to remove that idea of putting God in the box of the world that he existed, number one, something like that. No, we mean to say it's an existence. There's no, it's not any kind of multiplicity, right? That would also be an implication of an imperfection in its existence. But even the idea of the achdus is in terms of negation. Because to put it in the positive would give the idea that it's something that if you think more about, you'll get the right idea of the oneness of God. No, the whole point is it's impossible to get the right idea. It's impossible to comprehend the idea of the oneness of God. You understand? So I think that's the emphasis of that idea. But you have to know he's one. That's the reality. But you have to recognize there's not a oneness, there's not a, this is not positive knowledge. Okay? Does that make a little more sense?
Is that?
Yeah.
Is he?
Because this yesod is focused on achdus. And that's a philosophical, metaphysical reality that there's no achdus in, that Hashem has no parts, no attributes, right? No rishuyos. It's not like a good midah and a bad midah. We can implore one and the other. All of that is false. You have to understand that. That's an important thing to understand. But the main, but the Rambam wants to put the emphasis on, he doesn't want to put the emphasis on achdus she'en kamohu, because that would violate a different idea. That would imply that he exists within a known framework that we are familiar with. He's saying no. His lack of multiplicity is because his existence is completely free from any defect and also free from any, but has no corollary even. Okay, it's a oneness that has no corollary. So the emphasis has to be on the ein kamohu, on the nachash ein kamohu. Okay.
Can you? I'm sorry to push, but that last point, because I know.
But again, maybe I'm conflating two things over here. But the point I'm trying to make, let's keep it simple, is achdus is the yesod. No question about it. Shema Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, right? If you have any thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that admits of multiplicity, that is false. But the point is, the reason why I'm saying the Rambam has to emphasize the negation is because he wants you to realize that it's that it's not that you can't it would be if you would say it's his Achdus is the only true Achdus, that would violate another principle that you're trying to make Kadosh Baruch Hu some kind of a familiar concept or object of contemplation. That's impossible. So okay, let's take the third yisod though. The third yisod is Shlilus HaGashmis Mimenu. And the point I'm trying to make on this whole thing is that if you're in the mitzvah, so then Achdus brings in Shlilus HaGashmis. But over here, it's not the mitzvah of Achdus. It's the yisod of Achdus in terms of your limud. So you have to recognize that there can't be any concept of multiplicity, and any type of Gemara, Pasuk, anything that you see that would bring up that kind of a notion, you have to recognize that's false. And then Derek Ma. Okay, but the third yisod is this one is Shlilus HaGashmis. So what's the focus of this one? Zehu Echad. So again, he goes back to the previous one, right? Second one he refers to the Ila. The third one he's referring to the Echad. Right? So it is some kind of a building up. So this Echad that we just referenced in the last episode, Eino Guf v'lo Koach v'guf. Okay, but didn't he kind of say that already? Wasn't that kind of contained in Echad? Because a guf is itself is not effort. Yeah, there's form, there's matter, it's divisible, right? So what are we gonna say? It's an indivisible guf? Maybe it's an indivisible guf, but Ram still says it still has some kind of that would be an achdus like we're familiar with. So he already negated this idea of guf in achdus. So why does he have to repeat it over here? So what's the answer? The answer is below ya'aruhu me'oros hagufin. Okay, no occurrences of bodies occur to him. Kigon hatenuah v'hamenuchah, lo be'etzem v'lo be'mikra. He doesn't move. He doesn't rest. Not essentially. Not accidentally. Ulefikach shalalu mimenu aleihem hashalom, hachibur v'hapirud. That's why Chazal removed from him or negated from him all types of joining and separating. V'amulo yeshiva, v'lo amida, v'lo orif. Okay, so that means separating. V'lo chibor. Okay, because ipoy comes from afu bekotev. Okay, fine. Plomer. Okay, he starts trying to find the word. V'amar hanavi v'elmi tidamyun kel. V'elmi tidamyuni v'eshva. So the Navi says, who could you compare me to? The ilu hayagof. But if he had a body, he us who doma legufos. The chol mashe ba b'svarmi ta'ora v'ta'ori hagufos. Kigon halicha v'amida v'yeshiva v'adibor k'yosi bohem. So every time you see, now that Ram sort of reveals his hand a little more. Anytime you see in the Svarim where they describe Hashem with any type of physical attributes, like going and standing and sitting and speaking, they are all derech hashalah. They're all a mashal. Moshe Amru, dibur Torah kolashim bnei Adam. That's what you ask. For dibru bnei Adam beinin hazeh harbe beizeh hayisod hashlishi hu asher mora lov mashen nemar kilo isim kol temuna. Kloma lo hi sagtem oso ba'al temuna. Yeah. So in terms of Yisod, I think that's what he's trying to emphasize. Now, this is true, you might say, you might understand within Achdus that you can't find an idea of attribute. You think about a Hashem and you have some kind of idea of attribution, of parts, of division. Of kochos, whatever they might be, that's false. Okay, so I'll negate that. I won't have any thought like that. But The point though is, what's the third simple? Yes, what's the third simple? What's the third simple? No good. Why isn't that included in the second? Let's see, what did you want to say? In other words, he's trying to, and that's the point of the Yesod. It's not the philosophical idea itself, but you're right, the philosophical idea itself, you would say, well, you could derive all these things from one or two, whatever they're going to be. But it's in terms of the Yesodas, in terms of your thinking about Hashem and your understanding the psukim that are teaching you ideas. And it's true, a person might say, okay, I know there's an existence of Shlemus on the do I really have all of the implications of that? Not necessarily. I might, okay, I know I can't have an idea that contradicts that. Can't be a deficiency in something from God. Now, I know also, I know, I'll be, Yesod, that Shemuel can't. So I can't have any kind of an idea about Hashem that's going to have multiplicity, right? Characteristics and traits and things like that. But it's also, at the same time, it's possible for a person to say, yes, I believe in all of those things, but at the same time, God went down to see what happened in the Bible. Same time, God is sitting on the Kisei HaKavod. You might say to the guy, yeah, but if you really think into that deeply, where is that? What's having that experience? Don't you need a goof? Don't you need? But the point is, in terms of that's philosophical. But in terms of the Yesod is trying to just negate that affect without having to have the philosophical underpinnings of it. So you're right. Aftos alone could argue should remove all of that if you really were ma'ayin deeply into what Aftos meant. But the Aftos as the Yesod is just removing an idea that violates Aftos itself. And in terms of the Yesod of Gashmias, it's not the Gashmias itself that he's focusing on. It's the Ma'oros idea. Person doesn't necessarily put two and two together that you need a guf to have Ma'oros. You need a guf to have these experiences. You need a guf to, like you said, what was your expression?
Action.
Action, right? So you might say, oh, yeah, of course, I know perfect existence. I know Aftos. But yeah, God is really talking in some way. And he's really sad in some way, whatever, any type of thing like that. Because in terms of Yesod, you have to, that's the Yesod. The Yesod is you can't entertain any kinds of ideas of Ma'oros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in truth, those really relate back to God. And the importance of the Shtus HaGashmius is to recognize that which Gashmius is really dependent, that which is dependent on Gashmius. You might not necessarily think about that, but it's that the Ma'oros are dependent on the Gashmius. And therefore, that's an emphasis the Rambam makes in the Yad too. And also been many times, right? So, there's no yeshiva, no achilu, no shir, olam haba means there's no goch, there's no Ma'oros are goch. But that itself is a yesod to recognize. All right, think about it.